And now it's time for an update on what's going on in the world of cannabis with our cannabis correspondent, Leland Rucker. He is the senior editor at thenewstation.com. Leland, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good to be here.
All right. So tell us about what you've got here. We're looking at some education funding.
Yeah, this is something that I find very interesting. The Colorado Secretary of State's office said last week that supporters of Initiative 25 have gathered enough signatures to secure a spot on the upcoming ballot. And that's 125,000 signatures. That's pretty good. And they said that they easily met that. And that would impose a 3% sales tax on recreational marijuana starting January the 1st and increasing to 5% by January the 1st, 2024, so in 2 years, at which point it would generate about $138 million a year. That's what they're saying. That 5% tax is in addition to the existing 15% state sales tax on recreational marijuana that's already in place. So that would add, in 2 years, 5% to that amount. And its main purpose is to help the LEAP program, the Colorado Learning Enrichment and Academic Progress Program. And that directs money toward tutoring, after-school programs, academic summer camps, and it gives low- and middle-income families a $1,500 stipend to have school-age children participate in after-school programs. So it's a good, you know, this is a good program. This is a good idea. And people who are behind this are touting it as a way to close learning gaps between low-income students and more well-off students. And that's gaps that many educators, parents, and advocates fear might have widened during the pandemic, which, you know, might have, yeah. And low-income students would be prioritized to receive assistance from this initiative. It's got bipartisan backing from Republicans and Democrats. Former Democratic Governor Bill Ritter is behind it. Former Republican Governor Bill Owens is behind it. And the opponents, though, say that what this is doing, it's going to help pave the way for school voucher programs to get a foothold in Colorado. Currently, there are no school voucher programs in the state of Colorado, and it would give money to those who don't want to send their children to public schools. That's basically what the voucher program is all about. But in June, the Colorado Education Association withdrew its support for the proposal over concerns about how it's going to be implemented. And I'm going to say the marijuana industry is generally anxious about increasing the taxes on their products for consumers. They worry about how it might affect social equity programs, for instance. And I guess my main question is, why is this falling on marijuana users?
I was wondering the same thing. Have you heard anything about that? Why?
You know, why not a tax on coffee or alcohol or frozen food or, you know, anything else that people use to pay for this? You know, I just don't want to go down the road of every time the state needs money, it says, oh, well, let the pot smokers pay for it. I just don't think that's a real good analysis. Although now even Governor Polis, recently he was talking about trying to get rid of the income tax in Colorado, and he said, there are things you actually want to penalize in society, like pollution might be one of them. I would argue that smoking might be one of them, cigarette taxes, sin taxes, if there's an applicable cost to people. And I'm not sure that that's really the road that we want to go down when we come to this. The other main question that I have about this is that marijuana tax money is being used for education already. There's a part of Amendment 64 was a commitment to spend $40 million every fiscal year to renovate existing school buildings, constructing new buildings in rural areas that can't afford it and rural school districts that can't afford it. And that's been increased in 2018. The state legislature increased it. There's also $1 million a year going to the school bullying prevention and education grant programs, $5.4 million to early literacy competitive grant programs, $2 million to dropout prevention programs, $11.9 million to school health professional grant programs, and an undetermined amount to the state public school fund. So that's almost $60 million a year from marijuana tax money that's already going toward some kind of educational thing. So it's just a, you know, this is something that we have to think about, and I think that voters especially should consider, is this something that they really want to do or not?
Well, I think it's a good question to think ahead and plan on what we're going to tax and what the purpose of that is. And so thank you for keeping this on our radar. Leland Leland, again, is the senior editor at thenewsstation.com. You can catch the Cannabis Report here on KGNU on the first and third Thursday of every month. Leland, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Good to be here.
For KGNU, I'm Hannah Lee Myers.